always worked for Sir Richard Weston. I was dairymaid and George the underforeman on the farm. When the navigation was being dreamt up and built, I think George caught some of the master's excitement. Anyway, one thing led to another and here we are, the first lock keepers at Stoke Lock. Locks like this were a new thing. Sir Richard had seen them in Holland. That's where he got most of his ideas to do with the river. First making the cut across his land, my new river, he called it, to flood the meadows in winter to get an early crop of grass for the cattle. Well, that worked, and the next thing you know, it was onto boats, barges, locks and London. Despite all the opposition and the fighting and Cromwell's war, he did it. It's changed my life completely. His locks aren't difficult, but are a bit like cows. If you don't know what you're doing, you can make a mess of it. So we worked the lock to let the barges through. A bargemen are all right, really. Most of them have got time for a word and a laugh. And we've been lucky at this lock. No accident worse than a few crushed fingers. We tried to keep the lock in good repair. In the early days, that was fine. But over the past few years, there's been so much arguing over who owns the navigation and who owes what that no one's been paying out any money to keep it going. The maintenance work's falling behind all over the place. And if they don't stop arguing soon, there won't be a navigation worth arguing about.